22 to 10 on ABC Gobba Murray Mornings. G'day, it's Joseph here, and you can give us a call if you like on 1300 147 222. 1300 147 222. Now Matthew has called in from Wodonga. Matthew, I believe you're an auditor. What do you do exactly?
I provide auditing and compliance consulting services to both private training organisations and TAFEs around Australia.
Okay,
we work with ministers from time to time on forming policy reforms, so the recent changes in standards for training organisations. We've played a pretty big piece on drafting those new standards as well.
So you're auditing what? The actual state of the buildings? Are you auditing how many people are in classes? Are you auditing how efficiently it's all been done?
There's standards that both TAFE and TAFE providers and training providers need to adhere to maintain their registration. Standards talk to the quality of training delivered and the types of services and the way in which that training should be delivered in accordance with the training packages. It's more of a, we're auditing quality management systems and the quality of training, and that could be also auditing the standards of classrooms.
You say that as part of your role as an auditor, that a lot of the time you see empty classrooms or unused facilities in TAFE buildings.
So, yeah, absolutely. And I think if you look historically, in Victoria is a really good example. Over a period of time, over a period of the last 10 years, the numbers of students in TAFEs in particular have dwindled off. Now, it's not fair or right to suggest for a minute that that is, you know, because of a race to the bottom, because of poor quality training with private training organisations. Some of the worst practices that we've observed have occurred in TAFE, and that's both with state-based funding and also with vet fee help. Some of the poorest vet fee help enrolments have no doubt occurred in TAFE via partnership arrangements. So quite often a lot of the training delivered by TAFE may not actually be delivered by TAFE itself. It's delivered by their third-party broker-type organisations. That's the first point. The second point is that the student or the employer has a choice where they enrol their students. Now, a lot of industries are of the opinion that TAFEs around Australia don't necessarily engage with industry or deliver training to the standard that's required. A lot of our clients are members of ACPET, the Australian Council of Private Education and Training, and a lot of the best practice training we see is actually delivered by private training organisations.
You say that there's often empty classrooms and unused facilities. Critics of what's happened with the transformation to TAFE will say that that's because fees have gone up so dramatically and it's just driven students away. You're an auditor.
That's necessarily entirely true, though, because where there's a quality training product, the employer or the student will pay for that quality product. I think Queensland have adopted a really good model because Queensland faced a very similar issue. What Queensland has done under their new minister is they've opened up the TAFE classrooms as a public facility for private training organisations or community groups to use at a fee. So you can hire out the space, the empty classes of training of a TAFE college where they are available. So, you know, I would be calling on the Victorian minister or the New South Wales minister to perhaps consider looking at that type of model. As a taxpayer, it really pains me to think for a minute that, you know, my taxpayer dollars are funding teachers that aren't teaching students electricity and amenities and facilities.
Now, that's one way of looking at it. But another way of looking at all of that is, why should a private profit-making training provider be allowed to come into a government institution where otherwise that course would be provided as a non-profit-making model, as a public course, and you've got a profit-making provider who's able to come into a government building to make money?
It's quite simple, really. If the student or the employer has a choice where they enrol into that training program, they're going to make a choice based on quality and their own needs. They can choose to go to a TAFE college that offers...
Well, can they, though? Can they?
Yes, they can, absolutely.
But not every course
is under the same funding model.
But not every course is available between TAFE and training and private training providers. It may be a case that in the end, and with this contestable funding, that only some courses are available in TAFE and other courses are only available via private training providers. I mean, surely that's got to be...
the same funding arrangements available. You need to understand that the TAFEs and the private training organisations still have access to the same state funding models across the country.
Yeah, but you understand the criticism, obviously, of this change to contestable funding. The criticism is that it's nobbled TAFE to allow a lot of funding go to private training providers, which are profit-making.
It's not really a new cause, and where TAFE isn't delivering all of the training needs, that's why we've gone to a contestable funding model in the first place.
But this is a new system.
It's also worth discussing that there's current consideration to move across to a true national funding model. So I know that Senator Birmingham is currently looking at that, and there's support from the Victorian Minister to do so, and I believe that there's support from most of the states to look at a national funding model, which could in fact be an increase in funding.
Okay, well, we better leave it there because we've got some other things to do. Matthew, great to talk to you. Thanks for calling in. Matthew calling in from Wodonga there. He's an auditor, consults to both TAFE and to the private training sector. And he says that it pains him to see empty TAFE facilities, empty TAFE rooms, and that there can be benefits to private training providers coming in. And perhaps using the Queensland model where private training providers are actually able to use empty TAFE classrooms. That's something that you would support. 0467 842 722.
G'day, I'm a magpie. Busy time of year. All day long, I'm swooping everything that moves. And that doesn't leave me much time to enjoy other things.